Pashas Chayesara here, and we're looking at the Bo Bayamim, Zerbeinu Bechaya here, actually later in Devarim, which explains the Musig. Says Avram was old Bo Bayamim, literally coming in days. So this is going on a Pasuk in Devarim. Ukasha'ama lo toiv lonu kol hayomim lechayesenu kol yom hazeh. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to give us good all the days, to keep us alive this day. That's the pasuk. Beer. Ka mitzvah yesh ben ta'elos laguf lanefesh. So it's trying to say that mitzvahs both, they fill the days and where the days go to. In other words, I guess if you can sort of picture it, it's like a road that you're traveling someplace and the road is comfortable or good and you're on track to reach the destination. Lotel and kolayomim zetelos hanefesh olam haba. That the mitzvahs are good for us all the days is a toelos in olam haba. Keheim hanikroim yomim. Because they are called days. Vezeo mashkos v'atzikim bo bayomim v'loshin yediya. The word bayomim. V'avrozakim bo bayomim. V'avrozakim bo bayomim. Is madgish. Why is it called Bayomim, with a bays like it would be Heya Yediyah? When you have a bays with a Shva, it means in. Berechev would mean in a car. Barechev is a condensation of Beharechev, meaning in the day. It's in the days. It's the definitive article incorporated with the prefix of in. So what does it mean, bo bayomim? If you want to say he got on in days, then you're talking about sort of a generic sense of days. What does it mean he got on in the days? So he says, b'loshin di'ki hu miskarav lo'oysen hayomim aruchim anitchim. They are headed towards the days. Oysen shehizke dover aleim. Mia isha chafetz chayim, liros toiv, ki ba'oisin ayomim yuskarim toiv atzavim. So when we speak about the days, we speak about day with a hayidia, it's miskavin to, it means olam haba. It's interesting that of all of the dimensions of time, we have four different measures of time. We have a day, we have a week, we have a month, we have a year. And of the three, the only one that seems to spill over into Olam Haba's days. You know, it doesn't say, there's no place where it would say that it's the weeks, because there's no real week in Olam Haba. It's Yom Shekula Shabbos of Nuch HaYolam. So it's a Yom, but it's called a Shabbos no Chayalamim. There is no month that we were aware of. There's no Chadashim. There's no Shanim. The only unit that seems to appear is days. And it's kind of a little strange. Why of all the units? The Rabbeinu Bechaya doesn't speak about it, but it is interesting. And the Pashtas I would think is as follows. That the unit, day and night are part of the Etzem Bria. In other words, Vayer Vayvoike Yom Echad is, there is no unit in the Bria less than a day. Just like a person has a nose and ears and a mouth and hands and feet, that's one person. A unit of mitzias is one day. The other units have some outside fact. There are 7 days of asiya and yom shabbos yinafash. So be'etzem Shabbos is the day when the bria has its complete mitzias, and the other days are just preparation. So olam haba is going to be just connected Shabbos. The months are part of the waxing and waning of the moon. They denote various shinuyim in the Bria. Shinuyim positive, negative, the moon declining, the moon becoming more and more full. The year it represents differences in chayyeh and so on. Those are all, they all seem to be representative of some sort of chisaron, possibly some changes. Whereas Erev and Voker is more or less one complete unit. The elementary unit of time is Yom, which is like a Yom Echad. So that's why I would think that that's called Yom. That's my Rega and Shor are not, this is Manim in the Torah, they are fractions of times. And that's, so the unit of time in the Torah is a day. You can have multiple days, you can have fractions of days. But that is the Etzem unit. I think that that's why it's called Yom. Okay, the next one is part of a long Ramban, it's the Nebuchadnezzar Ramban, which is going, which will be Meirich a little bit, it's a long Ramban, but we split it up into two parts. The first is Nebuchadnezzar. It says, Vashem Be'erch HaSavrom Bakoil. So the Ramban, the Nebuchadnezzar translates it as Ba'erech Yomim Ba'oyshe V'kovru Banim. Recall means he had, he lived long, had wealth, honor, children, everything a person could possibly want. V'zuko chandos Adam. This is whatever a person could want and wish. In other words, Avram had everything a person could possibly want. Now, the Nebuchadnezzar touches on the drasha that Chazal gave. Chazal saying Mo Basra, one of the Yama that says that Vashem Be'erzom Bakoil, he had a daughter named Bakoil. The drash Shebita is Shema Bakoil, that he had a daughter named Bakoil. So he says Sarap Lahoisev Beis Misharis. If that was true, then it should have said Babakol. In other words, Bakol is the name of the young woman, and he blessed him with Bakol. It should say Vashem Be'erzom Babakol. The Nebuchadnezzar here is sort of being a little bit cynical. It's the Nebuchadnezzar himself, who's not used to his pirush, can be very, very cynical, and he's very laconic, and this is sort of the way he writes it. He's sort of chepping. Now, in general, this is a topic. The Nebuchadnezzar belongs to the Pashtonim. The Nebuchadnezzar felt that the Sukkim have a Havana in Pshat that is not necessarily Chazal Darshan, and the drushes of Chazal, in quite a few places, he's very adamant about how emes the drushes of Chazal are, but he's equally adamant that the Pshat and the Pasuk has to be Pshat. Rashi many times takes the Chazal as the Pshat and the Pasuk, and it's one of those machlokas. So Rav Nazir says to say that this is Pshat is absolutely ridiculous. That's basically what he's saying. Ramban will go to town it, but the first piece, we have a small piece of Ramban, the beginning of that Ramban, where he just sort of has a different pshat now, where he has a derech pshat. V'yiskar kozeh leimah, koyesh sholem bekoil. The pasuk is telling us that he was complete. Lo'ychosa dova zulose shir banim lebnoi shinchul malose kvoidoi. L'chein yisavlose. The pasuk is telling us this as an introduction to the next parasha, that listen, he had everything, but as he himself said, what's it all worth if he has no children to leave a legacy to? So he now needed to find a shidduch for Yitzchak. That's sort of that's the hemshach of it. The Ramban is now going to explain this chazal of a daughter Bakol, and he's going to be he's going to be quite harsh with Nebuchadnezzar at the end. But he has a kavanah. Lord, the same was the inif. Chazal darshan, a wonderful Jewish. Amru. Hashem be'erz Avram Bakol. Reb Meir Meshalay Yisrael Bas. Reb Meir said he didn't have a daughter. Reb Yudai Mabas HaYisrael. Achei Yomayim Mabas HaYisrael Ubakoel Shema. Dorish Reb Meir Shalay Yisrael Bas Avram. Why? V'zuloi Lebrocha. K'loi Hoyocho La'asiyah Rak Lebnei Knaan Ha'arurim. V'shachena La'artze Gam Kein Tavash HaVatora K'moysom. K'ishav Shoz Bailo. V'avrom L'yachboi Tzei Shazara Akoshim Esor Ishte Chutz La'artz. V'ap Ki'avar Avarizar. So, according to those who held that the bracha is he didn't have a daughter, is simply because the options of marrying her off were horrendous. Whoever he'd marry off to would be an Ovid Avodah Zarah, there were no Ovdik, and So his options were that he would raise a daughter, a Bas Yisrael, a Bas of Avraham Avinu, literally, and she would marry and become a Avodah Zarah, because a woman does follow along God's terrible. So that was not a good option. Verb Yehuda, Doris Kibasa Yisroeloi, that Filibrata Chasrachmon, it's a certain shlemus. And Vehi Abrocha Bakoil, Kehoyle Kola Shiachmadu, Anoshon Chasadavo, Ubacherim, Vehiskiru Shema Bas. Rabemus, he says, שאין הכוון לאחר מהחלוק אסלם רב יהודה לרדיל אסלם שם הבאס הסלבד. The Chayim will come along and they tell us that that it was something that it was a daughter with the name of Bakol. They don't mean, that's not the literal point they're talking about. The Chalilem שיציר בחוסר שעברון שיגדוי לו כל זה עניין זה. Mechassus Shalom, to say that when it says in the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu benched Avraham Bakol, which literally means everything, to say that we translate it as meaning a daughter named Bakol is making light of it. Mechassus Shalom. Avlacherim chitchu b'pirash HaKadosh Inyan Amayt Moid. The Acherim are bringing out a very deep shot. V'doshu b'soyd m'soydas HaTorah. They brought, their dashing is something on Derech HaSod. V'omru, ki bakol, tirmos al inyan gadol. Bakol means something very big. V'hu, sheyesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu mida tikra koil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a mida called koil. Mipnei sheyaseira koil. U'bonema anoich Hashem oise koil. V'u shenema v'yisen eretz bakoil hu. Yoyma ki yisen eretz v'toy v'agdol shafakabal oilom v'avur ki bakoil hi. We have mida shminis with gim mida. So he says there's a mida called kol bakol, which is the extraordinary mida of Hashpoah v'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Umida cheres tikari bas netzalsman. There's a mida called bas, which is a daughter of that mida. Ubohu maning it's a kol v'hi bes dinos HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'milos Hashem b'chol makon. Yes.
Ready. What does it mean that it's sort of like a subset of that mida.
Well, let's talk about it in a second. As soon as we explain it, I mean, everything else needs to be explained. Nothing here is explained yet. And this is called the Kala in Sefer Shashir, Bavoshi Klul, Menakol, and so on. Let's talk about this. Let's explain what he means. When we speak about Kadosh Baruch Hu's midas, it is basically the midas, the names that the Kadmonim gave to those midas are based on Pasik. L'cha Hashem Agdula, Vagvur, Tefez, Ha'etiv, Ha'hoit, so we have Akash Baruch Hu has midas. L'chashem Agdulon Gvur Teferes Netzach Ahoid Kichol Bashamayim Va'aretz. So the Kichol Bashamayim Va'aretz is a midah. In literally the pasuk means Kichol Bashamayim Va'aretz. In fact, everything is Shamayim Va'aretz. So the understanding of the Kadmonim is it's not another midah. It is a midah whose tachlis is it's the sum total of all of those midos. If we give the muscle, the physical muscle used is the man, the aver that the zohar has, that the male has, that becomes his ability to pass on the totality of himself to the next generation. So a person's hands have one tafkid, his eyes have another tafkid, his nose has another tafkid, and so on. Every single aver in the body has its own tafkid. But when he's mashpia, his self, onto the next door, we need to have an aver that can sum up the entirety and pass that on. So when I'm a mashpia in the big way, in a way that's sort of my entire self, that I'm using the midah of, it's called yesod in the Kabbalim, and this is where the way it's merames mipnei shehi yesod hakol. So kichol b'shamayim v'aretz means the midah that is kolal everything. As a side, I guess we can talk a little bit about it. If you take a look, a person's, almost all avarim of a person come in batches of two: hands, feet, nostrils, eyes, ears, etc. Even the brain has two hemispheres. The two Evarim that are only one and both located in the center of the body is the Aver of reproducing and speech, because speech represents the entirety of the thought process. It's a sum total, a mashpia, when I share my thoughts with somebody. At the thinking phase, I have a lot of different ideas, kashas, tirutzim, problems, different ways of looking at it, conflicting thoughts, but the only way I can communicate to someone is when I can tell them a thing. So that's one. And the Eva being mashpia, that's called kol. That Eva of Hashpah is meaningful only if there's a makabel that can accept and absorb the Hashpah and in its totality. So the woman, the Pchinas Nekeva, is, and that's called Malchus. And if you take on the Pesukim again, So the second half is the Mamlocha, which is called Malchus, and that is the Kaver, that's the Makabel to this Hashpah, and better said than just Makabel, but is the one that manifests it, the one that actually expresses it. And that's why it's Bas. It is a daughter of that Mida, because it's sort of a hemshech of it. And the hanhog of the Bria is through that. In other words, any time HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with the Nevroim as the Nevroim are, that's this Mida. That's why, in this sense, Klai Yisrael is called Kala. Kala means that she can encompass the entirety of the Kol. Kol is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mida. In other words, the entirety of the divine Hashpah and so on. And the Kala can embody the entirety of it. So she's called the Kala, but when she Kula Menakor, that's why Kaisel is called Knesset Yisrael, which means the ingathering of Bavoshi Knesset Hakol, Knesset Hakol. It absorbs everything. This midah was like it was attached to Avram. Kihu isha chesed b'isnai b'zu. Lekach omra chayim k'ein abrocha hazoi shen izborech b'korel remezes al sholet bas misoi shto sholet. It's not talking about a daughter that he had or didn't have, but the chayim are saying al remezes in yin godl sheberech hoi se b'mida shebetech midas hakoy. He gave him this mida. Avram was a recipient. He had the ability to receive within himself the entire divine hashpah and to express it. And that's like we said before, the pasuk Kichol Bashmayim Baaretz. One thing is, so that's the midah of Kol. He then brings a Chazal that where also expresses that type of relationship of an Akeva and a Zachar and so on. Vinyas and Nimsa of the Thainu, Romus Bakaratz comes from Kinya Shom Medrash Chazis. Very, very fascinating Medrash. Shor Pshimi Achoyas Rabbi Lazarbe Rabbi Yossi. Efsa Shashamath Mavicha Maro Batar Shetlo Imai. Maybe did your father ever tell you what Atar Shetlo Imai is referring to? It's like a melech that had a bas yechida, and he really loved her. First, he called her my daughter. Loizaz mechava chakaris achaisi. Loizaz mechava chakaris aimi. So, different madrigas of chvivas, he started by calling her Bas, and then I'm calling her Imi. Kach betchila chiva kashra saw kar biti, adorich siv shimi basur eev, loizaz mechava chakara choisi, and prisa choisi ariosi, loizaz mechava chakara imi, shnem akshivalai, ami ul umi, le imixiv. So it says, very, very fascinating, enter the Chazal. Omer Shimei Echoi bin Noshkal Roshe. And Shimei Echoi got up and he kissed Rav Elazar Reisi. Omer, he told him, Ilo loy bosi ala shmoya ze adov and pichadai. If I would have come just to hear this from you, that would have been enough for me. I just as a side point, I mean, it's extraordinary the chvivus for Dvar Emes that Chazal displayed. Rav Shimei Echoi, hearing from someone, a pshat that enlightened him, was overwhelmed with emotion, and kissed him and said, well, it was worth coming just for this. So I just like to, the flavor of the avos hachochma and emes of the anokei olam. But the guf of Chazal is like this. He had a daughter. In other words, batar shata imay means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a daughter to whom he is mashpia everything he has. There's a musik called Mitalmida Yosem Mikulam that one gets from a Talmud, even though the Rebbe is the mashpia and the Talmud is the mushpa, but when the Talmud is koilet in a way that's supposed to be, he enriches his Rebbe with the questions, with his added insights, but everything about it, that he himself, in the act of being mashpia, the mashpia finds himself elevated and uplifted. So Klal Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a bitoy, but the chivivus, the hairs, the ima shabai, the ima is a em kol chai. In other words, kaviyochu, as if we're the ones of tnuoy zolakim, we're the ones that are giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. It's an extraordinary deep nekuda. Then he says, he points out another Chazal, where you see the meat of kol. Omer bepasik onoich Hashem oisek kol neteshmayim levadi rekaorts meiti. Ani kishenatati ilon zeh lishtasheh aboy. When I planted a certain tree for enjoyment, kol oilom, it's just really called for everyone to enjoy, v'rakati boy akol, I wove into it all. The grass is my coil. I called it coil. I called toliboy. I called many yotzev. I called tzrichonloy. Uboy tzayfen v'loy mechakim. Umishomparach nishamos and so on. Adkan. Skip those lines. But basically he says the word coal, it doesn't, it's not just means everything, it means everything with a capital E. The coil meaning I planted in it the sum total of all that is good and so on. V'oitcha mevuah. Then he brings another raya. Mai beregas artiska. Oma be'eis shechotul chobanecha v'tichas aleihem rachim tiska. Mai rachim tiska. Zocher oisoi she'omar achemcha Hashem chiski. V'nasatul amida zois. And this mid of coal you gave to him. So the shechina of Klal Yisrael is the shechina of Klal Yisrael is this midah. In other words, when you deher that there is a shuras shechina in Klal Yisrael, that's called malchus. I guess. To continue the mushal of the Baal to the Isha, in other words, when the woman is married, she's called on the husband's name. The husband's metzias is realized to his wife. A person is not shalom without his Isha. Shaliv shalachem shalohi. In other words, the woman's mitzias is the hechatimtza for the man to realize his self. So when Klal Yisrael's the Midas HaMalchus allows for the divine presence to be there. Maybe let's take just 2 or 3 minutes to talk about it. Midas HaMalchus means just like when you have a king, and a king, the king molds the kingdom in his image. In other words, I want a place that's very organized and things run a certain way, and it has a certain tzura and so on and so forth. Those are all expressions of Malchus. Those are all, you know, the Malchus, it's not our sense of a melech is, it's somebody sort of to take care, to administrate the Malchus. The Malchus is what it is. The melech is needed as an administrator, so he bosses people around and, you know, and kills people and judges people and directs people and so on. The truth is, the real picture of a Malchus is very different. The melech is the one whose ideas and ideals are the content, and the Malchus expresses it. So if I'm the Melech and I have certain principles and ideals, and the Malchus follows along my Melucha, they're in step with it, their Metzias, their country, will express those ideals on a national level. So the Pchinas Ashros HaShchina is this Midah. When you see the Shechina, when you, the word see is not the right word, when you perceive Shechina in somebody's work, the understanding is that the work is totally in sync with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. It's Beratzen. And then he finishes off, we skip to 2 or 3 lines, Chazal Hiddish, Osmeirich. The last paragraph is, Vim tovim ashekot savti, teida maima anoshim arurois.
There's a
very interesting pasuk in Yirmiyahu Parsha. It says that they were so shakun avodah zarah that the women said that, you know, the reason why we're suffering so much is because we haven't been pious enough in our observing avodah zarah. So he said, that's called noshim arurus. So they said, me'oz chadal lekata lemleches hashamayim, it should have been with an aleph, that we didn't do all of the work, and he said, like Malacha, and Malachas Hashemayim, and he says, but it's written without an Aleph, because there's a remez there for Malucha, Malchus Hashemayim. The Pasuk means work, the Avodas Hashemayim, and of Avodas Zarah, and he's talking about the Pchinas Malchus. V'taskil Devarim Rabim Stumim B'Torah V'Mikra. You'll begin to understand a lot of things that seem to be inexplicable in the Torah and so on, seem to be kind of riddles. Once you understand this nekuda of this Pchinas Malchus and its relationship and so on, things will make a lot of sense. And then he gets back at the Ben Ezra in a very, very sharp way. It's one of the things one thing that's fascinating is in the Rishonim and the Kadmonim and the Gemara and the Rishonim, even when you see a very clear division between when they were being cholik on a nekuda, that they felt that the other person was wrong, they were extraordinarily sharp in their expression. But they didn't hassle the person. The Ramban sees Ibn Ezra as a default pshat. He's the Rishon. He and the Rashi, Ibn Ezra, and Rambam are to Ramban the main Mefarshim he deals with. And with Rashi disagrees, but he never has a problem with Rashi's Pshatim per se. The Ibn Ezra and the Rambam, especially Ibn Ezra, He's got some very, very strong differences. But he didn't cut the Avnezer out of his Chumash, didn't relegate him to being an Apikoros. He felt that his Pirush is the Pirush, and he has to, that's the Pirush, and he can disagree on different places, he can disagree on many places. But he writes here, if this one who thinks that he understands Sadei Torah, Devin Ezra also had a chelik of Torah called Sod. It was kind of philosophical Sod, and he didn't like that. He said, if he would only understand this one who boasts with knowing Sadei Torah, he would shut up and never mak Chazal. The reason he said why he went into such a rikhus to write about Kabbalah and stuff, liskor piyadoyim al tzaddikim asa, to shut the mouths of, to stuff up the mouths of those who speak on the ancient tzaddik. In other words, he says for anyone who insinuates anything about Chazal, the Ramban says, I will go full force and really, I said, you know, I would normally not be mired so much in these inyanim, but I felt there's a need for it and so on. Okay, hold it here.